Good morning. Here's a quick reminder of the topics we covered at Wednesday's class. First of all, we're still working on Porter's generic strategies and the distinction between low cost and differentiation. We highlighted the fact that in order to be competitive, all companies, regardless of choice of generic strategy, want to keep costs low. However, when you're pursuing differentiation, minimizing costs is not your priority. We also want to make the distinction between a broad scope and a narrow scope, or alternatively, between mainstream and niche. For example, we focused on Abercrombie & Fitch. This is a company that competes in specialty retailing for young, designer, style-conscious adults and teenagers. In this respect, Abercrombie & Fitch clearly belongs in the top right, with a broad scope and competing through differentiation. In order to determine the industry or market that your company competes in, be adventurous. Ask yourself, what's the essential incentive or motive for the customer to buy or use this product? That will clearly help you in specifying more precisely the nature of the industry or market that your company competes in. When we discussed Abercrombie & Fitch, although we were discussing it lightheartedly, we emphasized in great detail the whole experience of purchasing a product from an Abercrombie & Fitch retail outlet. This focus on customer experience is important. Indeed, it's absolutely critical, and we will develop this notion next week when we focus more on differentiation and its true nature. Does Apple differentiate itself simply in terms of its products, or is the source of differentiation customer experience? Bye for now.